The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
It is the Business News Hour for a Friday afternoon. Welcome and grateful that you have found us once again. You know, as we do each and every Friday at this time, we turn our attention to our lifestyle contributor. It's a good name, isn't it?
I like it.
Yeah, I like that. His name is Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen. He's got stuff to do in the metro from City View. So welcome aboard, brother. What's going on?
But hey, before we get started, I'd like to go over something that... So City View, who publishes...
That's you. You is City View.
That's right. Yeah. They're published by a publishing company called the Big Green Umbrella Media,
right,
who also publishes the set of 20 Iowa Living magazines. We're looking for freelance writers.
Looking for freelance writers?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a good part-time job for somebody just on a freelance basis. Fun stories about positive personalities in a given community.
Cool.
For the Iowa Living magazine. So if anyone's interested, go ahead and email a resume and writing clips to Shane at dmcityview.com.
That's Shane at dmcityview.com.
That's right.
Shane Goodman.
Yep, that's
good,
right.
Yeah,
good guy. Great guy.
Good guy.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just a fun gig for somebody.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I should apply.
Yeah.
Hey, Jolene.
You'd be great. Yeah.
Check this story. No, but I think that, you know, what a great opportunity for somebody out there that's handy with words. And, oh, that reminds me, I got to look at another article today. But anyway, handy with words. And yeah, start it.
Yeah.
City View.
Great opportunity.
For freelancers.
You bet. Shane at dmcityview.com.
Got it.
All right. So did you see our special, did you see the new issue of City View? It just hit the stands yesterday. Special baseball issue.
Yeah, how about that?
The iCubs preseason issue. And also there's a neat story about Michael Lipa and his baseball card collection of just Iowans from the late 1800s. So anyway, that's the lead into the Iowa Cubs have their home opener at Principal Park April 11th. They're playing the New Orleans Baby Cakes.
You know, they did that for a reason. It's my
what
birthday.
Reason? Is it?
On the 11th, yeah. So I was really honored. You know, Michael Gartner called,
huh,
and he says, hey, can we go ahead and have our home opener on your birthday? I said, well, yeah, you know, it'd be all right with me.
Nice.
Go for it, Michael.
And you're going to be throwing out the first pitch and singing the national anthem?
No. I'll be doing something else. Very nice. Yeah, home opener for the Iowa Cubs.
Yep. Next Wednesday. Have you ever been publicly shamed?
More than once.
So author John Ronson, the Welsh nonfiction author, he's coming to Drake Auditorium, Chesil Auditorium, to talk about his new books, He's Been Publicly Shamed, which deals with, you know, the whole new social media phenomenon of
publicly
being slandered.
Shaming people,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. This coming Monday, Yoga Under the Stars will be at the Science Center Planetarium.
We've talked about this before.
Have we?
Yeah. Yeah, Yoga Under the Stars. Yeah, yeah.
It's a good one.
You hang out at the Science Center and you do the Flying Lotus position or something.
Right. How is your Flying Lotus?
Am I flying? Yes, fine. It's out of gas.
That nice. Is, yeah, it recurs on every Monday from 5:30 to 6 p.m.
That's what we have. Man, you got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, some good ones.
It's going to be
a fun weekend.
It's always a fun weekend. And for those of you who are celebrating Passover. How about
all
that?
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. So throw out all that chametz, you know, all that bread stuff, and get into the matzah. You know, I enjoy Passover so much because it means matzah pizza.
Does it?
Yeah, I take matzah, you know, and I make pizza, you know, because anyway.
Nice.
Yeah, just, there you go. Yeah, why not? All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you are looking for a gig, and perhaps you want to go ahead and become a freelance writer, go ahead and send Shane Goodman a sample of your writing style and a little bit about you. It's Shane at
dmcityview.com.
There you go. All right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, from City View. What to do? City View, of course. All right. We've got to scat on out of here because why? It is 6 o'clock and they... kick us out about this time. So have yourself a wonderful weekend, would you please? We will be back, God willing, on Monday along about 5:05 in the afternoon. Till then, from all of us associated with Insight on Business the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business the News Hour is Jimmy Olson. And the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Enjoy, and if you are celebrating, happy Passover, for crying out loud. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.